Euradio présente Europe in a Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we're going to talk about Erasmus and Luther.
Who were Erasmus and Luther?
These were two of the most influential Christian thinkers in Europe at the start of the 16th century. Erasmus was the first representative of Christian humanism. Luther was the theologian who started the Protestant Reform. They lived in a time when the Catholic Church was facing a profound crisis. All the followers wanted institutional reform, but they weren't in agreement on content and methods. Erasmus was one of those who wanted patient, non-violent reform, through which divine providence would help to correct the institution's problems. Luther wanted the opposite, to break with the papacy and reform the church to the time of the apostles, as described by the Gospels. The dispute between these two summarizes the religious crisis which brought about the definite division of Christianity into Catholicism and Protestantism.
So they were sworn enemies?
In reality, Erasmus and Luther had a lot in common, and their spiritual journeys were quite similar. Their youth was marked by the experience of the Devotio Moderna, a spirituality which prioritized internalized faith. This kind of spirituality was founded in personal prayer and Bible reading, which already represented a departure from the Christianity of the time. It also encouraged followers to let others live their lives by the virtues of Christ. The two men grew up in the Brethren of the Common Life, a congregation which spread this devotion. Though it's true that Erasmus stayed in it longer. Subsequently, they both became Augustine monks, a very austere order which put asceticism and daily personal reading of the Bible at the centre of Christian life.
If they had the same upbringing, where did they diverge?
It all started in the cloister. Erasmus was put into a monastery against his will, forced by his tutors. There, he discovered antique literature and the works of Italian humanists. It was then this path he chose to follow. He believed that it was through these ancient languages and the knowledge of the Bible that one could become a better person and hence a better Christian. Luther, on the other hand, chose to become a monk after studying law. He didn't want to become a humanist like Erasmus, but wanted to appease his spiritual anguish. In a few years, he became a respected monk and theologian. Through St. Paul, he discovered the idea that man is a sinner, whatever he tries to be, and so he is incapable of deserving God's forgiveness. This absolute pessimism stopped him from agreeing with Erasmus and brought him to break with the Roman Church.
How did this break happen?
In 1517, Luther entered into conflict with Rome on the question of papal indulgences, which permitted him to redeem his own financial sins. He thought that Erasmus would support him. He showed the humanist his criticisms of the corruption of the clergy, working from analysed editions of biblical texts. But Erasmus was shocked by the violence of the debate. He called the two sides into moderation before confronting Luther on the question of free will in 1524. As a Catholic and a humanist, Erasmus defended the idea that man could become good. Luther refuted this, saying that man is incapable of choosing good. From then on, agreement was impossible. The more they debated, the more they found themselves opposing each other, though Erasmus did try to leave the option of conciliation open. His disciples didn't understand his mission for moderation. They moved away from him and criticised him for having planted the seeds of Protestantism. Eventually, Luther's doctrine became the more established, though Erasmus's pacifist philosophy continued to inspire those who wanted to avoid conflict right up until the end of the 1560s and the start of the Wars of Religion.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on Erasmus and Luther was created following the work of Marie Barral-Baron. It was read by Ellen Weaver and translated by Owen Atkinson.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.